And for the sample P, if it is educated, its date is 10/04/2025. Your patient is for Miss Miriam Hobson. Hobson spells H-U-B-S-O-N. Correction, H-O-B-S-O-N. Miriam spells M-I-R-I-A-M. Date of birth is 08/19/1948. This is a 76-year-old female. Here for a follow-up period. Next paragraph, Ms. Miriam has a history of anxiety and opioid use disorder. She's currently on Suboxone and Citalopram. Is there for follow-up for these conditions and medication refill, she states. Since her last visit, she has had no need to seek medical, psychological, surgical, or emergency care. And today, she has no complaints. Period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes. Period. Next paragraph, review of systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative. Period. Next paragraph. No physical exam. She's alert oriented. No acute distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 95%. Of primary blood pressure is 111/67. Pulse 95. Respiration 18. Temperature 97.2. Period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Neck. Full range of motion. No rigidity. No meningeal signs. Period. Next paragraph. Respiratory. Good inspiratory. Necessary effort. No adventitious sounds. No use of accessory muscles. No respiratory distress. No paradoxal motion. Period. Next paragraph. Cardiac regulate and rhythm with no murmurs. No peripheral edema or cyanosis. Period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bullae. Period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort in range of motion. She bears weight well with no antalgic aid. Period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented times 3, cranial nerve suture is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal. Period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is anxiety, number 2 medication refill, number 3 is about opioid use disorder. Period. Next paragraph, PMP aware was reviewed, data from PMP aware does not support drug seeking behavior, medication diversion. Period. Next paragraph, urine drug screen was done, urine drug screen reveals positive for Suboxone, which she takes as part of this program. All other unauthorized substances were negative. Period. Next paragraph. The patient's medication were refilled as follows. Citalopram, 20 milligrams, 1 PO at bedtime for 30 days. Number 30, next medication, Suboxone, 2/0.5 milligrams SL film. She would take 1 film SL daily for 30 days. Number 30, she was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of instruction.